This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And many times, two different labels are given for the same activity of the same individual. For example, only 60 years back, when we were ruled by the Britishers, when they were controlling India, there were certain Indians who were fighting for their freedom. These group of Indians, by the British government, they were labeled as terrorists. But those same people, by the common Indians, we call them as patriots, as freedom fighters. Same individual, same activity, two different labels. One group is calling them a terrorist, the other group is calling them freedom fighters, patriots. Same individual, same activity, two different labels. Therefore, before you give a label, you have to try and find out what is the reason that the person is giving the label. If you agree with the British government that Britain had a right to rule over India, you would call all these people as terrorists. But if you agree with the view of the common Indians that the Britishers came to India to do business, they had no right to rule over us, then you would call these people as freedom fighters. Same people, same activity, two different labels. And I'd like to give you one more example of Nelson Mandela, who was the ex-president of the new free South Africa. And we know that by the previous government, the white apartheid government, they called Nelson Mandela earlier as a terrorist, and they imprisoned him in Robben Island for more than 25 years. But the same person, by the indigenous South Africans, they called him as a hero. Same person, same activity, two different labels. If you agree with the previous white apartheid government of South Africa that the color of the skin makes you superior, if your skin's color is white, it makes you superior, then we all have to agree that one of the greatest terrorists on earth was Nelson Mandela. But if you agree with the view of the South Africans, the original inhabitants of South Africa, that the color of the skin does not make you superior or same as is mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, verse number 13, it says, Ya ayyuha nasu inna khalaqnakum min zakrin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila litarafu innaka mu'min billahi yatqakum inna Allah alimun khabir. O humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female and have divided you into nations and tribes so that you shall recognize each other, not that you shall despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Almighty God is the person who has taqwa. The criteria for judgment in the sight of Almighty God is not color of the skin, it's not sex, it's not wealth, but it is taqwa, it is righteousness, it is piety, it is God consciousness. So if you agree with the view of the Quran, and as our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, he said in the farewell pilgrimage, in the Hajjatul Wada, he said that no Arab is superior to a non-Arab. Neither is a non-Arab superior to an Arab. No white man is superior to a black, neither is a black man superior to a white, except by virtue. So if you agree with the view of the Quran and the sayings of beloved Prophet Muhammad, you would not call Nelson Mandela the terrorist, but you would call a person who's fighting for his rights. Therefore, before any person gives any label to any individual for any of his act, we have to first analyze for what reason is he doing the act.